Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Absolutely bored at home. Wait, did you hear about this MIMS carnival?
Nahi yaar, we're not going anywhere. It's corona time.
Arre, nahi. This is actually the first virtual winter carnival in the UAE being held online this year, keeping the situations in mind.
Wow! Arre, ye virtual mein kaha maza aayega?
No yaar, it's gonna be amazing. They've set up a craft tent, jalsa on the virtual carnival stage, the flavorsome chef corner, there's even a virtual game city, and also UAE corner as well.
How are they even making this possible?
Well, 7 schools across UAE and India are working to make this happen.
Wow, this would also be a versatile platform for our children to experience and adopt new features online. Like, who would have ever thought about an online carnival? This kind of exposure to culture, tradition, short films, along with performances such as dances, fashion shows, rock bands, mimicry, music, and many more will make this worthwhile. Wait, children are getting a chance to showcase their talents in this fest?
Yes, like we have the Jalsa and talent on the stage of Winter Carnival 2020 for the students of all grades.
This will also be an amazing opportunity for us to make our children familiarize with the culture and traditions of UAE.
Yes, they'll be performing on the virtual stage along with several other shows also.
Arre, but listen, nothing can beat the feeling of the games we play in carnivals.
Did I tell you that there's also a virtual game city where you can join and restore the nostalgia of beating the young ones in games? There are 25 plus exciting games and 4 categories for each game.
What's in the store for us parents?
Well, they have firstly the craft tent, which is a savior for the art lovers. There will be exhibitions of artworks where you can buy the piece you like. You can also vote for the best art piece online. Online workshops will also be held along with the exhibition.
My husband is going to like this one. But what's in there for me? I would rather go to a restaurant.
Well, there's a chef corner.
I don't want to watch cooking videos though.
No, yeah. Wonderful cooking videos are available. Very innovative. NIM chefs are doing this. You will turn into a chef yourself when you watch those videos and try it yourself. You'll also have a wide variety of videos of Indian to Arabic cuisines. There are recipes of healthy drinks that can boost your immune system that will help you fight COVID.
Oh, COVID fighting drinks? Oh, definitely I'll try them and look into the options of the videos they have. This deal has booked me already. I'll be there on this virtual winter carnival having some time off with the stress going on. With the pandemic going on, this sounds like an air breather now.
You know, I'm also going to be advertising a business at this carnival.
That's a nice opportunity for your brand to grow, right? With the audience this fest seems to be receiving. It sounds like a nice place to buy an online stall for or sponsor.
So don't go anywhere on the 21st and 22nd of this November. Be there at NIMS Virtual Carnival.
Amidst of all this virtual carnival celebrations, there is something very important to remember, and that is cyberbullying. Cyberbullying is poised to turn into the biggest online concern, already affecting many. So here we have Dr. Ashra, who's guiding the students of NIMS Dubai how to tackle cyberbullying and giving them some important advice.
Good morning, one and all. When we are all getting geared up for upcoming NIMS Carnival, we have our school doctor, Dr. Ashra, sharing a few tips on cyberbullying and cyber security. Good morning, Dr. Ashra. Ma'am, please give us a few tips on the same so that we all can enjoy our online experience in a better way. Firstly, what is cyber safety?
A very, very good morning to one and all. And my dear Kansa, thank you for taking up this hot topic, because right now what is important is the security and safety during the upcoming carnival. Okay, since this is the first time we are experiencing a virtual carnival which is happening, let us focus on the cyber safety. What is cyber safety, you said, right? It refers to the safe and responsible use of the internet so as to ensure safety and security of the personal information and also not posing any threat to anyone else's information.
Can you tell us more about cyberbullying?
First of all, cyberbullying is defined as when a child or a preteen or a teen is either tormented, threatened, harassed, humiliated, or embarrassed by another child, preteen, or a teen using the internet or other digital technologies. Okay? Before, you know what? Kids were bullied only if they step out of their houses, right? Now, with the technology, online bullying can happen anywhere at any time. There's no particular place, there's no particular time. So, this has to be addressed at a very good way. Okay? Here, what happens is, the people use the internet to harass people, embarrass people, right? They send cruel messages and flattering pics. And this can be sent just with one click away, and they can embarrass the other person in the school or the social circle, which is not acceptable. Okay? This threatening and intimidating someone online and sharing their pics and videos without the permission or spreading rumors is really, really not acceptable. Okay? So, what I would say is, I can give few tips to the children who are using the internet. So, number one, what I can say is, be mindful of your personal information, okay? Don't share your passwords to the closest friends you have, okay? And thirdly, be careful of the requests. I mean the friend request, okay? Keep your online friends online only. Don't accept any requests randomly, all right? And think about your personal identity, how you protect it. Like, don't make your real name as the username, no DP as your profile picture. Oh. I mean, whichever you are using. So, get mindful of taking what you write to others. Okay? Think twice before you upload your pics or share. Okay? Then never respond to all cranky messages online. Alright? Mm-hmm. And if you find something not worthy, what I would feel is, take a screenshot of it so that you can have it as a proof when you're speaking up about the same to your elders or to the cyber police if it is so very severe. Okay? Talk about it. Report it. And if you once you get to know that person is harassing you, I would advise the people to block and report that person's account. Okay? Always have empathy towards others. Okay? Then what you could do is, if you have any issue like that, you can always have a support from the cyber police. Okay? There are so many helpline numbers in the UAE. For example, 116111. This is the number of the Interior Ministry. It is a toll-free number. Anybody can anytime access the number and lodge a complaint if it is so very severe. And the 999 is always available, because the punishment what is given in UAE for cyberbullying is a jail period of 6 months and 150,000 dirham fine. Okay? And there's also a website called www.ecrime.ae. Alright? And we also have something called Cyber Mom in our school. Okay? So the school students, whoever is having any problem, can just approach the Cyber Mom through the address given, and you can just share whatever problem you have so that it can be taken care of by the school authorities. I hope I am clear.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much, Dr. Asra. It was a very good talk, and hope all the audience follow it well and have a great experience.
I believe now you all know what to do when you are cyberbullied. Enjoy the virtual carnival at NIMS Dubai. Ciao for now. Bye-bye.